My baby lives in Paris.
We're back with another episode of Play It Forward, where musicians tell us about their work and the music that inspires them. Last week, New Age pioneer Laraji explained why he's thankful for the singer-songwriter Mia Doi Todd.
So I got to know her work, soft, gentle. And one of the songs that sticks out very clearly when I think about her is My Baby Lives in Paris.
Well, we're going to go to Mia Doi Todd next. And so what would you like to say to her?
I'd like to say...
Is that a code? Is she going to know what that means?
Yeah. And say that... her sweet, silky, soft, patient, kind energy has transformed my experience of California.
And Mia Doi Todd is with us now from Los Angeles. Hello there.
Hi, Ari. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You know, in more than a dozen episodes of Play It Forward, I have never heard someone deliver quite so strange a message as that, like, raspberry from Laraji.
I know exactly what he meant. I've spent a lot of time with him, and it's been so wonderful. We've actually got to make music together, and he's such an enlightened being, and just being around him, you get this great aura, and he makes you laugh. He's such a comedian, too, and he likes to break through feelings of awkwardness with just like a raspberry to make you laugh.
I love that.
Maybe we should spend some time together under the sun.
When he talked about your music, he described it as romantic. Is that how you think of it?
Yes, I've made a bunch of romantic albums. I think my worldview is full of the pink glasses, you know, you have a lot of romance in my music. Though my new album deals with more motherhood and like a maternal love, so it's ventured away from just purely romance.
You also released a new track called Take What You Can Carry. I understand it connects with your own family's experience.
Yes, my mother and all of our family was interned during World War II in the Japanese-American internment camps, and it had a big impact on our family, of course, so I wanted to make a song about it.
Look at Sister Mary, with a baby in each arm, another in her belly, how will she keep them from harm?
There was some legislation in California that recognized the California legislature's part in that unfortunate thing that happened. So I wrote a reggae song. Reggae is like traditionally a kind of protest music. So I wrote a reggae song called Take What You Can Carry about the internment camps. And this amazing dub musician scientist did the mix on it. So I really love that track. I wrote the song actually right after there were some big fires in Malibu, and some friends, they lost their homes, and it was a really another take what you can carry kind of situation. So, that message of pertaining to the Japanese American internment camps actually has a wider range, because there'll be so much displacement with the state of the environment. So there's going to be a lot of migration in the future, and that take what you can carry. And then when the sort of unrest started to develop in LA again this year, and there was looting, it reminded me of the riots that we'd had in LA when I was in high school, and it was another take what you can carry moment where, you know, people were looting stores. And so that phrase, it pertains to a lot of different things.
Mia Doi Todd, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you and I were in college at the same time. And you were a couple years ahead of me. And I have a really vivid memory of sitting on the floor of a chapel and you playing music on a guitar. And this just really beautiful, quiet, meditative moment.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I used to do concerts in Dwight Chapel at Yale.
Yeah.
And I think I started a whole movement to use that space in that way. And it carried on after I had graduated.
Amazing.
Close the curtains. Let's stay home after all.
Well, Mia Doy Todd, it's your turn to play it forward and tell us about someone whose music you're thankful for. Who would you like to introduce us to?
I would like to bring up Thundercat.
I just bought a crib on top of the hill. And I bought a brand new ride. Am I keeping it real?
Truly a musical genius, and he's someone from LA like myself.
What inspires you about his music?
He is an amazing bass player, first and foremost. I have a soft spot for the bass. As a singer, your body is the instrument, and when you sing, you can feel the tone. For me, as a soprano, it's mostly in my head and my chest, but bass frequencies, they move the heart and the core, so I just love the bass. And Thundercat is a genius bass player, super lyrical, like Jaco Pastorius. And then he started singing with that sweet tenor voice and putting out records of songs that are so heartfelt and honest and funny, too.
For listeners who aren't familiar with his music, what track of his would you like us to play?
Let's play Them Changes. That's the quintessential Thundercat jam.
Nobody move, there's blood on the floor. And I can't find my heart. Where did it go? Did I leave it in the cold? So please give it back, cause it's not yours to take.
We're going to go to Thundercat next, so what would you like to say to him?
Hi, Thundercat. It's Mia. I hope you're well these days. Thanks for being so awesome, so original and honest, realizing your artistic vision, following the way of the warrior on the music path. You're really inspiring. I put on your records and I don't feel lonely, even in these crazy times. I feel like everything's gonna be okay. Thank you for shining so bright, Thundercat. I wish you the best.
Well, Mia Doy Todd, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Her new album, coming in early 2021, is called Music Life, and we'll talk to Thundercat in the next episode of Play It Forward.